Let's take one more. Another reading by the magnificent Zoran. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Your birth date first.
It is October 2nd, 1942.
October 2, 1942. Very interesting. And give me a number. Any number, one, two, or three digits between 1 and 1,000.
900.
900 even?
Yes.
The man that knows his mind and does not take a backseat to anyone else's opinion. You are the kind of person with... I believe that you might very well have a fascination with hardware or electronics, fascination with it, amounting in some cases to almost too much respect for that sort of thing that you may even have turned into by now a fear or a resentment of technology. You have natural good taste. This is a tendency of people. Of people of that sign, it would appear that you may have lower back problems, if not now, then certainly in the future, but some sort of lower back problems that could be quite serious unless attended to. You have an inherent desire to travel that may or may not have been satisfied by this time, and this desire to travel could be very productive for you. I think that there may be here somewhat of a regret that you should not allow to take the better part of your nature. Regret that you have not perhaps made use of educational facilities, that you have not educationally, academically fulfilled yourself to the extent that you might have wished to. And, of course, that can be remedied in many cases, but it should not be allowed to rule your life. There is of recent vintage. You may tend to have that weakness. You've got to start saying it's time for me. This is my life. I cannot allow the other people to interfere with my life. You've got to start to live for yourself. And you no doubt have said this to yourself in the past, but you haven't meant it enough that you have acted upon it.
That's so particular and specific an interpretation. I must, of course, ask the caller, are we close? Is the magnificent Zoran close to accuracy about you, sir?
Yes, it sounds very good. I would say about 90-95% of what he's saying.
Can you tell us something about yourself to demonstrate that the magnificent Zoran has read you correctly?
Okay, I am. My work entails in electronics and in metal fabrication.
Isn't that amazing? And the very first thing the magnificent Zoran said was that you were interested in technology,
and hardware, that sort of thing, material technology.
And my education is holding me back, which I am going to school. You know, I have in the past, and I still am going to school to increase my knowledge and my work, which does hamper my work. And that is also true of what he said. And
incredible.
And also in traveling, I do like to travel, but I tend to relax on traveling because of the world and the needs of today and the way the world situation is. And
but you do have the desire to.
And who is Anne or Annie?
No, that doesn't ring no bell.
That's one place where Zoran is wrong. But of course, you did say, sir, didn't you, that that's either somebody in present life or in time to come.
It could very well be in the past. It could be in the immediate future, very close to this moment in time.
Was there anything else in which Zoran failed to hit the exact mark, sir?
No, I can't recall of anything. Everything else was quite accurate.